Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is it hard for you as an entertainer that she can entertain better than you at times?
Is it hard for you that I'm entertaining more than you every time?
That doesn't hurt my feelings. Then I think you're very talented. I'm happy. It's okay. great for all.
I love when she excels. I used to tell Julia that Wayne Newton lived under her bed, and that used to calm her down somehow. I don't know.
Uncle Wayne, that's fascinating.
I'm down here under the bed. I just like to say the boogeyman is going to go away. Yeah, it's a donkey shine. I'll protect you in my spacesuit at the set. I think it's fantastic.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Wash, rinse, repeat. Here's the way I look at it. The end of the week for the Mike O'Mara Show, I kind of like it. It's helped us get through it. We've done more shows consecutively than I think we have in quite some time.
Right.
Where we're just churning out the product for you. You're responding to it. That helps move us along. When Thursday comes around, we have this nice little gap before the cocktail party show on Friday night. And then the weekend goes too quickly.
Yes.
Simply because by the time I recover from Friday night, I'm ready to come back in here on Monday.
It's like we have a mini weekend between the Thursday and Friday show, just the baby weekend. Another mini weekend.
Do you do anything, I guess, on Saturday night? Like, do you usually have plans?
Yeah, I vegetate completely. Okay. No, there's no Saturday night. That's the thing about it. There's no there's no anything socially as far as even with Carla and myself going out. We have occasionally dragged, I don't know if I've talked about this, dragged some lawn chairs out into the driveway.
Yeah, you've mentioned that, yeah.
And watch the people walk by, which is fun. We only do that when we don't have a Friday night that was Armageddon, like this past Friday night was, when we don't do postmortems on every TMOS cocktail party, but I think this particular TMOS cocktail party was, lots of thumbs up from the listeners, so
yes.
I'm glad they're enjoying our content, but I want to specifically mention the beverage of choice, which... which I thought I had a complete and total handle on.
Right.
I don't know whether Carla thought that she had a handle on. It was incredibly festive.
Chaotic at times.
Yeah,
it was chaotic. It was chaotic. Rob was angrier than I've ever seen him. I've never seen him that angry. Sitting there. If you look at the videos, Paulie Christine puts up like 47 still shots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And most of the still shots of our broadcast on Friday night is Rob going like this.
Well, this is my first pandemic. And so I don't know how it's treating me.
When did you start drinking how long did you pregame for Friday show?
I didn't pregame for Friday show. No, I never do.
You got so hammered so quick.
Yeah. Well, rum is a crazy thing.
It's the rum. But anyway, it's something that I can only speak to my own personal experience. So we finished the show, and I, believe it or not, will occasionally just finish what the beverage that I have from the end of the show.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. And then that's it. Then I'm done, because that's a long time. That's like 3 hours worth of happy, happy, joy, joy. So we decide that we are going to knock out one more game of Trouble prior to going to bed.
Post,
and I'm fine with that. I'm like,
show?
Post-drinking show. And I'm like, maybe the alcohol will change my luck. It didn't get to happen. So Carl and I sit down. And by the way, I'm aware of what I'm consuming, and I'm aware of that it's a very sugary, lemonade-y. Margarita is a very, and I'm putting the little topper on it to get a little extra kick. And I'm saying, okay, that's fine with me. That's good. And then Carla and I sit down at the trouble board, and we are maybe three rolls into it.
I have a question. Do you put the game away after every game, or does it sort of stay out like a card table?
We put it away. We actually treat it very respectfully. Our trouble, I'll bring it in tomorrow. Okay. I will show you the Pop-O-Matic. Mm-hmm. The Pop-O-Matic that is now, it's hard to see the die. It's hard to see the number because we have worn out the top. Our fingers on the Pop-O-Matic have worn out the clear plastic.
We are actually degrading
the plastic.
Like an old headlight.
That's how much.
Scratchy. Yeah, you need some plastic polish.
Do they have plastic polish?
They sell them for headlights, yeah.
Yeah, they sell it for headlights.
Well, hell, that saved me $14.
I would think that the trouble plastic is probably not quite as durable as a headlight. If you were to polish it, it might just go away. Like Oscar's floors.
It was straight. We sit down, and I'm feeling, how do I feel? I'm feeling a nice little glow, but not the kind of glow I want. It's more of a heavy, sugary, like, bleh, grow. Mrs. O'Mara sits down. We play a couple of rounds. She says, hold on. I am incredibly dizzy.
Oh.
And that is when Mrs. O'Mara stopped playing trouble, went into the guest bedroom, and then was going to sleep with my son. That was the prearranged deal. He got to stay up late. And then my son came into the bedroom and said, Mommy wants you in the bathroom. And I opened the door, not seen by our son, fortunately. And Mama is on the floor. And I had no idea. And then she was pretty much out of it for the next day. Ooh. I retired after everybody was taken care of. Mm. And I woke up at about 2:45 in the morning with acid in my tummy like you would not believe.
There's nothing
and
worse.
Oof. So the margarita experiment to do that kind of show is just not the margaritas are a two drink, maybe three if you're really feeling frisky.
Two if you're driving, not, three if you want to have fun.
Right.
But not good to us. Not good to us at all. Really, it was a very difficult experience with the O'Mara family and screw Jimmy Buffett. That's the way I look at it.
Do you remember?
I hate Jimmy Buffett.
Do you remember the time where Carrie Spivak was throwing herself off the chair, saying, "He hit me. He hit me."
Well, I mean, Rob is a large man.
I am.
And no one knows Rob's relationship. No one knows what's really going on. He's not honest enough to tell us either off air or on air what's going on. So we don't know what's going on really in his head.
We know he's not hitting his wife. We know
this is true.
He's not hitting his wife. They are still in the same house together.
Yes.
But there's tension.
Love is shared. Love is shared.
What?
A love is shared between us.
What is that? Oh, yeah, we're waiting for the rest of that sentence.
No, love is shared between us. We love each other. I mean, there may be tension, but what marriage does is without tension, right?
I think more so now because of the pandemic.
Yeah. You're lying again.
No, what? You think I don't love her? You think she doesn't love me?
No, it's not that you don't love her. It's just the way you say love is shared.
Yeah.
That is a weird,
it's conjured,
strange way of expressing,
all right,
yourself.
It was badly worded. Let me say this. We do love each other. We love
you're
each other.
You're not smart enough to conjure anymore.
I'm not conjuring.
What about saying, I love her, I think she loves me?
Oh, I know she loves me, okay. And I do love her. As a matter of fact, I adore her. We have many years between us, and
understand how when you're speaking with your like English, ye old English speak, we have many years between us. It's you're sounding like
talking about a Dotson.
No, but I'm not gonna. Yes,
what? We've been married a long, long time, and we have a lot
aware of that.
Yes. And we have a lot of shared experiences, and I think it's amazing.
Well, that'll happen when you're married for 20 years. That'll happen. Yeah.
And I think it's great that we are still together. Yeah, is there tension? There's always tension in a marriage. Yeah. There is. And I think that these are trying times for everybody.
I'm not talking about a marriage. I'm talking about your marriage. And I've had three, you know. I'm on number three.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, there was tension in my marriage. We got that product that came through the mail, Oscar, that we're not allowed to talk about yet.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, yes.
There was tension during that. Biggest fight of the weekend occurred because of that.
Really?
Yeah. That and
one
my behavior. During trouble when we play regular trouble. But getting back to you.
Yeah.
My behavior when we go. All right. I'll say it right. I'll let you off the hook for a second here.
All right.
When I play trouble, I don't know what's wrong. I play my number one hobby. The thing that I do is based on a competition.
Yeah.
I am playing golf for not a lot of money, but a little bit of money 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, I'm in some of it like individual and I should be, if I behaved with my mates the way I behave during a game of trouble, I would not be allowed to come back to play the that's how badly I am not proud of it. It is true. I throw little mini tantrums.
Sportsmanship.
Like for example, when you in trouble, when you hit the pop-o-matic and you roll a six, that lets you get out of your prison and you get to go
the
around
six,
the board.
Right.
And this is me with Carla May. Oh, there's another six. Yep, another six. Yeah, another six. There she goes. Another six. All right, let's see if Michael roll a one. I know I'm horrible. It's the worst thing is to be horrible when you know you're being horrible. I treat my wife very, very well the overwhelming majority of the time. I play trouble with her, and I behave like a three-year-old that is in need of a reform school.
That's how horrible it is. Do you think it has to do with the stakes? Do you think you would be bad on the golf course if you were betting foot rubs?
Oh,
with your
that would be
partners.
Painful. That makes me throw up in my mouth to think about it. But we'll
slide
get to trouble and the game and all that. But with you, your frustrations on Friday's show were visible, and it was
concerning at a certain moment.
It was. I never remember seeing anything over the top, but Carrie was falling on the floor pretending that Rob had hit her.
Well, what was the
right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I mean,
yes.
I don't want to get in trouble by saying because I don't remember. I'm a little hazy on too.
We talked. I FaceTimed Rob with Shannon. Usually, we have like a after call. Like, how's everybody
doing? Postmortem. Yeah, yeah.
And the first time, I was like, am I going to see Rob in tears? He was fine. Carrie was fine.
Yeah.
What was the next morning like? The hangover for both of you guys.
Actually, we both we slept in and we did okay the next morning.
Oh,
we had a fine day. Yeah, not bad at all. It was what is the thing is that
we did okay.
That's it. I mean, it was a fine morning. It was average morning. There was nothing.
Your descriptions, you know.
The thing that about it is that when we've been married now for it'll be 24 years this October?
You and at one we, point said to Oscar Rob, have you done anything in your life for 20 years?
Yes, we did say that.
I remember that was another one of the highlights. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because of that, we know each other extraordinarily well, and I think when she has a little bit of champagne, she gets it in her mind to poke at me, and she knows what sets me off. And she was in that mode.
She's masterful.
And she was in that mode on Friday night.
She got me.
Normally, I can sort of let it roll off my back, but for some reason, it was seeping in.
Well,
and so if I came off as upset or unpleasant, I did not mean to.
It's hard.
Well, she is the polar opposite of you on the air.
Yeah.
You are a defensive crouch on the air. You do. Right. You protect yourself. You do shtick, and you have a facade, and you don't let anybody in. More than anybody I've ever worked with, you don't really let anybody in. It's hard for you to do that.
She's raw.
It's on her mind.
She's raw and real.
She is as raw as it gets, and it's I guess that would drive you nuts because she kind of, I don't know. I mean, you could tell me.
That's part of it. But then there's certain things. Like she will do this one thing, and I do remember her doing this a lot, especially on the bonus show. When I would be trying to make a point, and she would look at me with mock sincerity, like she was really listening, but I know she doesn't care. And that is lighting the fuse, man.
She's been a shot in the arm to the show.
Oh, she kills.
Yeah, well, she's great.
And I hope she knows that when all is said and done, she's enjoying it, correct?
Yes. And when all is said and done, I enjoy having her on the show because it's so different from how it is when she's not here. But sometimes it's just a little bit of a challenge while she's on the air. That's all.
So you enjoy having her on the show, or is it painful for you?
It has, it's...
Which is it?
It's kind of like getting your back waxed. There are moments of pain, but the overall result is fantastic. You have to put up with that pain to get the results.
Right, right.
No, I love having her on the show. I do.
You're lying.
I'm not lying at all.
Well, I feel like, is it hard for you as an entertainer that she can entertain better than you at times?
Is it hard for you that I'm entertaining more than you every time?
That doesn't hurt my feelings. Then I think you're very talented. I'm happy. It's okay. great for all.
I love when she excels.
This man is lying.
He is so lying. Conjuring. You'll never get through. You'll never get through the way he really feels. I'm trying to get through your behavior on Friday night and your demeanor on Friday night as the happy, happy jester all the time, as Mr. Happy, as Captain Happy, Captain Joy. Even when we travel off air, you're happy, happy joy. You're like the entertainer. I don't remember seeing you that kind of not down as much as hot. You were an angry man on Friday night.
I think I was in a dark place. It's like when it happens
when you go to Disney and you catch one of the Imagineers smoking a cigarette, like out in the middle of the park. that's not supposed to happen.
Or like one of your sports heroes. When I read an article in Sport Magazine about Carly Yastrzemski reaches into his locker and takes out a pack of Marlboro Reds, and I went, No. So you said you were in a dark place.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
And you're talking to the king of dark places.
I know. I think sometimes.
So I completely empathize. I just try to get my head around it.
It's just sometimes, you know, we've been at this pandemic for a long time. It gets frustrating. You get frustrated with the news. You get frustrated with the lack of progress. You get frustrated with your kids and what they are not able to do. And you know, you get a few drinks and sometimes it just. Yeah. It puts you in a weird place. And as a rule, I think I'm pretty consistent. But if I went to a dark place, it happens sometimes. I apologize. I didn't mean to do anything to bring the show down.
That's why I think it's so remarkable for us and it's surprising where we're just like, who? We've never seen the side of Rob.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him get down. I've seen him get down. When he gets down on the show, he normally gets beaten down.
Yes.
And he just gets depressed and quiet and all that. But I've never seen him where it was just like,
just like this, a big toddler.
And grumpy. I do it all the time, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, "Oh, I can't believe he did." I just don't I don't see it from him, and I just wanted to sort of wrap my head around that. When Carrie will frustrate me, even during the brief times we're together each week, when I will be Carrie and Carla both have a tendency to not really give a rat's ass about what Rob or I are saying.
What I will see has happened is that because I've got Carrie right next to me, and of course you're in front of me on the Zoom call, and Carrie will lock eyes with Carla, and they'll have a conversation regardless of what's going on around them.
Forget about what we're doing.
Yeah, like they've got an intercom or something.
It's almost like an ADD type of thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Like they get bored with what we're hearing us talk or something.
Could be.
Enough about you guys, more about us.
Maybe I don't know that Carrie's ADD.
Oh, so you're saying I'm right on that one?
I think that happens. Yeah, of course.
Call it ADD. Adderall. I call it not giving a rat's ass what I'm talking about. The best example for me was not last week or the week before. It was the show. It was the show where I was trying to explain the story that I was proud of how I named our dog.
Right.
And I love telling that story. And both between Carla and Carrie, I didn't get six sentences out to describe what I was doing. And I was very, very frustrated. And I went to but then again, I go to the dark place usually every 11 minutes on every
I woke up on Saturday morning and I said, you know, the start of these episodes are like counting down on an old NASA launch. Like you just see, like when
it's done. They're so mellow.
You see,
they're
the big
almost.
Clock.
If you had actors who you said, all right, here's the way I want it to happen. I want everyone to come in at the beginning of the show and act uncomfortable, like you've never met anyone before,
right?
And act as though you don't know anybody. And everybody is so chill and so quiet. And I'm over here with beads of sweat coming off me, just trying to get the show going and get everything moving along. And then by the bonus show, it's literally that's when the hooch kicks in.
Yeah,
and then we can't shut anybody up. It's it's and by the way, our dynamic that we've done for many, many years is kind of seamless. We know when each other talk.
It's just
but with that said, I am reasonably certain and the numbers would bear it out that our audience has become somewhat addicted to this content, which means we can't hesitate doing it. It's not a job. It's not required for Carla to be here, Carrie, or even Shannon.
We're
grateful that they want to come in here. I don't prep the show per se. If I've got a few thoughts that I want to bring into, but I let the free for all go. I think the lack of preparation lends itself more to finding out whatever direction we're going to go in. And I get that. And then everybody each week has their moments. And it's I think it's fascinating. I don't think we're all that unlike anybody else out there that's trying to deal with it. That's why I get a thread. Oscar could explain this better than I can as far as when things pop up on my screen. I must click on Kelly Ripa frequently because I'm curious about it. Kelly Ripa's publicists, a la the Kardashians, only put up, you know, Kelly wants to show her gray hairs. Kelly and Mark are doing, and it's all this fluffy stuff that they put up there, and it's not real. It's not gritty.
It's contrived.
And it's very controlled,
manufactured.
That's the only so when we get everybody in here, it's that moment of you know, and they're not all totally honest moments. We do a lot of shtick too.
Sure.
But then when the moment comes through, it gets pretty intense. Do you have any memory of your of anything particular that that catapulted you into that monstrous place you went into for a while?
I was trying to make a very sincere point. I think it had to do with self-isolation. And she was doing that thing where she nods and mocks me.
See, I totally believe him with that, because that's when Rob wants
stack
to make
of
a
Bibles,
point,
man. That's so true. Yeah,
that's when you kind of go nuts.
Yeah, that. I believe I might have almost Rudy Martskeeter at that point.
Yeah, you do a little. You do the Martsky. I remember Rudy Martsky was a USA Today writer that we knew years and years ago.
Still alive.
Wrote the TV sports column for Ed. Mouse and Rudy would like to have a cocktail or two, and Rudy would be trying to make a point, and Mouse would be going, bah, 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 bah. And he go, he just gives his mouse. You see that? It's very scary. You know, it's like you're going to bite someone's head off, literally. Yeah. But it was interesting. But
and
I
hard to bounce that, back from that. So if I apologize for my demeanor. Hopefully a one time thing, an isolated incident, and. Yes. Thank
well,
you.
I mean, I don't think there was any. There was any headbutting that went on, right?
No,
I mean, it's just like.
No.
When did she fall off the chair?
That was towards
That's how
the
you
end.
Know you've had a. By the way, if you haven't watched these cocktail party shows, you know, it was. When did she fall off the chair?
It was towards the end of the bonus show.
She was throwing herself.
Yeah, throwing herself off the chair.
Throwing herself to the floor.
But I do know this, is that we all have roles we play on the show, and when I stray from the jester, it messes with it, and I should not have done that. I hate
that. What I would like, and Oscar would like to, and I'm sure the listeners would like to a certain extent, would any time you wish to really go deep, you know, with the therapy, we've had different degrees of it, you know, as far as, you know, what you're, I mean, she gives you a you know, this is not to absolve her of any responsibility, and I don't know all the circumstances. I really don't. I know that what I can piece together,
also,
and
we don't know,
you know,
how you're being taxed at home, if there's other stuff going on. Like, for example, my mom has the greatest life in the world, right?
Right.
Like
right.
And she knows that we do the show from 9 to roughly 11, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She writes during the show. She goes, "Hi, I know you're working." This, I'm translating here.
Right.
No puedo cambiar el canal de Netflix. I can't change I can't change the Netflix channel. Call me when you have a moment.
She can't get off of Netflix, or she can't change.
I don't know.
She's on Netflix.
She's just on Netflix. She
sounds to me
to
like
out.
She needs to change the input on her television.
Yeah, correct. We're on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of television, when we come back, this is a great logical segue. I wasn't planning on it. If you think, Rob, that, and Rob, by the way, Rob, is there anything you want to add? Yeah, because this was the postmortem.
Tom, you can be honest with us.
Yeah, I would, again, blink twice
if you're okay.
I hold up a copy of today's newspaper and blink twice. No, I'll say this. It was an out of character broadcast for me, and I apologize for that. And perhaps it was a little darker than funnier.
I'm just curious as to where, you know, if there was anything else that, you know, was contributing to that. You know,
No.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Fine. Right. Chained to my desk, but fine. Don't ask me to move.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think basically the last piece of advice I had on next week's show, and she's coming in. Is she going to come in on next week's show?
Yes.
Good. So Shannon will be here also.
Yes.
To the best of my knowledge, when Carla gets back from, you know, seeing her old boyfriend, I'll ask her if she wants to come on the show.
Okay.
No, I kid. I joke. On next week's show, just the only thing I don't want you to say is we need a longer belt. So
no more suicide talk.
Yeah, the suicide joke's not funny with me anymore.
They didn't test well. Yeah, I understand.
They didn't test well. Thank you very much. Now we can start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year. And that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
3,000 dogs competing for best in show.
To think that in some countries these dogs are eaten.
She has really given them a thorough going over. Are all judges that thorough? I mean, she looks at the teeth.
It's very important that all the attributes are examined.
Ouch. Gums. Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's testicular area to make sure.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me. That'd be no fun.
I had what, you know, most guys would dream of, you know, I had to have a penis reduction surgery.
I'm sorry?
Penis reduction, which there aren't many. You're going to say I never heard of that because there haven't been many cases.
I said, Ron, do something. And he said, why don't you get one of those vagina enlargements?
There, can we have some coffee over here?
And let me explain a bit about what's going on. This is our monthly At Ease weekend. It gives us a chance to kind of let down our hair, although I see you all have a head start on it. These haircuts wouldn't pass military muster, believe me. Although I shouldn't talk, my hair's getting a little shaggy too. Better not get too close to you, they'll think I'm part of the band. I'm joking, of course. Shall we go in and I'll show you around?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
There are individuals that are great comic actors. There are great stand-up comedians. And then there is a very special breed, the kind of individual that is just funny. You can put a camera on them and they could read the phone book and they're funny.
Right.
Fred Willard was funny. America Tonight is where I first became aware of Fred Willard, where he was working with Martin Mull as the host, and he was the sidekick. And Fred Willard began to steal the show on that program. And believe me, it was a vehicle for Martin Mull to be funny, another very funny guy. But Fred Willard played the dumb sidekick better than anybody.
Perfect.
And then he went on to be the inappropriate acting guy that we all remembered. Just such a funny human being. always funny. No matter what he did, he would make me laugh. He was the kind of guy that if I would see him walk into a scene, he was great. He was fantastic as the station manager in Anchorman. Because he just had these little... You could give the guy any line, and it was just... He screamed comedy.
Yeah.
He was I felt such surprising remorse when I heard of his passing, because guys like that, they really are one in a million. When you've got a guy that's just pure funny, and that's what he was, and he will.
I couldn't believe he was as old as he was.
I could not believe he was as old as he was. 86 years old. I had no idea he was that old.
And also, bless his heart, he worked to the very end. You know, he was in the last season of Modern Family, playing Phil's dad, and he was great in that. Up to the very end. It's a tremendous tribute to the man.
Yeah, he will be missed. And, look up his filmography and check out some of the movies he did.
You stop working, it's really, you die.
Yeah, it's really... That's what you tell me all the time,
what?
Oscar.
I tell that to Mike. Please don't stop working.
Every day. Anyway, we are live from the Podcast Village Studios. They crack me up. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from Podcast Village and all that. Anyway, we're happy to be with you again. Hopefully you're staying safe, everybody, from Gabs, Nevada. That's an interesting town.
Gabs,
Nevada. The Perry District of Spokane, Washington.
They wanted a specific neighborhood mentioned. I said we could do that.
The Perry District. Was
the
that
Perry
Dirk
District
that wanted that?
No, it's another. It was a lady.
Oh, okay. Jonesboro, Tennessee. I know that town. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Know that town. Quincy, Illinois. Never had the pleasure, but I've spent a long time in Potsdam, Germany.
Of course, visiting family.
It's where they had the conference. It's where they all got together, right? That's isn't that where the Allies got together with Stalin and Churchill and Roosevelt divvied up the world? This program is brought to you by MyBookie. Okay, guys, listen up. Who won big bucks on the UFC tournament this weekend? I didn't. I like playing the blackjack, but I didn't do the tournament. But if it was you, congratulations. Although the undercard, meh. You know, the headliner was a big surprise,
right?
And it was wonderful. It was easy to bet, and if you went to MyBookie, you could have put a bet on the fight. Fantastic.
Sure.
Live sports, real sports action taken to the next level. MyBookie, did you watch the UFC, Oscar?
I did not watch it, Mike, because I was hanging out with my girl, watching some terrible movie on cable. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, you know what? I of all the UFC, this has nothing to do with MyBookie.
Yeah.
I love MyBookie. The UFC fights... First time I kind of went, okay, come on. Decision.
Right.
But the headliner was a TKO, so it was all right. MyBookie has all the casino fun you crave. Blackjack, roulette, slots, war, more. That's action, baby. Real dealers. Real, actual, live dealers at MyBookie. Love them. Love that they're happy with us. Because we're sincere when we tell you, you're going to love this place. It's a great place to get some of this action that you crave. I've signed up. I love it. Visit mybookie.ag. Use promo code TMOS for a $150 bonus, 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Being stuck at home just got a lot better. mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid. Okay, we talk about our issues, and God knows we've got them. If you watched me, if you rolled a camera on me during a board game trouble, a child's board game, and you saw some of my behaviors, you would not only be scared, you would say to yourself, that's ridiculous. Stop acting like a child. Stop acting like a... sound like Peter Finch. Stop acting like a child. Stop acting like an incredible child.
It's a pop-o-matic trouble. It's scratched.
It's ridiculous. It's scratched. You've been using it so often, you don't know what you're doing. But anyway, no, it's...
What you said doing?
Yeah, you don't know what you're doing. You're paying trouble, and you think you're going to act like an adult. Well, you're not. You're not acting like an adult. You're acting like an infant.
You need to roll a six, Peter.
That's right, because you roll ones and twos, and she flies around the board. Anytime you put a man out, anytime you put one of your pawns out on the board, she rolls the perfect number to land on you and send you back home. I know what you're angry about. You just think
think that she's manipulating it with her fingers on the pop-o-matic, but she's not. She's just luckier than you are, and you're a fool. You're a fool for playing trouble with her and rubbing her feet night after night after night after you put your son down, and you think that it's a conspiracy, and you act like a total infant. I'll tell you, you're mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore.
All right, I'm sorry. But if we think we've got our issues, there is a TV show. I don't know if this is pure streaming. I get it on Hulu. I think it's on a network. I think it's been out a while. But I will tell you, we are our new addiction. Our new addiction, and I know I'm not alone, is a show with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington called Little Fires Everywhere. And we are addicted.
It's on
Hulu? It's on Hulu. That's where we've been watching it. And man, oh man.
Hulu exclusive.
Man, there is so much going on. It's got sex. It's got all this incredible youth on this show that are getting involved with each other. And then they're not. And it's got a history. Dark secrets
everywhere.
Is it
everywhere. About arson?
It's well, no, not per se.
It is a Hulu original, Mike. It's a Hulu original, according to this ad.
It is, if you think you got troubles, more troubles than a monkey on a rock, let me tell you something. This show, it's got, Reese Witherspoon is someone, I loved Reese Witherspoon when she did a little movie called Election, she is just, Big Little Lies is another one that she's also fantastic, and she's just got it going.
Sweet Home this Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama, she's great in the Johnny Cash movie that she was in. You know, Walk the Line. She has a there are people that just know how to do it.
Right.
And she's been doing it a long time since he was a kid, and she is incredible in this movie. Kerry Washington, I just love how you get enthralled with it.
Is it self-contained series? Is it like a mini-series, or is it ongoing?
I think it's a mini-series. I think it is, but we dive in, and we see something like, this looks interesting, and we pop it on, and there it is. And the kids, the actors that are in this, the talent that you have. I don't know, when I stream a show, when I binge a show, I become more acutely aware of the talent involved in these actors. This is a big one. I normally come in here and I'll give you like little recommendations, some of the British TV that I talk about. This one is we're a little obsessed, and Michael was having a little tough time getting to sleep last night. So, you know, it's grown-up TV, so it's like you put it on. 5 minutes later, he comes in, I'm scared. And we pause it. Then 5 minutes later, he comes in, I'm scared. And then, Mama had to bail on the last episode we wanted to watch. Yeah. So I'm like,
what about that classic line my dad would tell me? What did he say? He said, life is scary. Go back to bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Perhaps I coddle then. Perhaps I used to
tell Julia that Wayne Newton lived under her bed, and that used to calm her down somehow. I don't know.
Uncle Wayne.
That's fascinating.
I'm down here under the bed. I just like to say the boogeyman is gonna go away. Yeah, it's a donkey shine. I'll protect you in my spacesuit at the Saints. I think it's fantastic. Everything's going to be A-okay. But,
do you think this is going to be like a darling at the Emmys? Is it that good?
Yeah, I think there could be Emmy stuff for this. You've got so much great acting that's going on, and it makes you think. It makes you think about everybody with their little issues. We're all little protoplasms. We all have our little secrets and sometimes the secrets. The more you hide something, the worse I think it gets. I think that's the moral of the story.
Yeah, that, Oscar.
That's the way it goes. It's really, though,
I walked into a door. That's all that happened.
These are life-changing secrets right here. These poor women have to deal with. And it's funny. What's great about, what I love about a movie or a television show is when I am not able to completely pigeonhole the characters. When I go between love and hate for all of them, and that's what life is. Everybody has their moments, you know? I mean, I am, in real life, I am just incredibly the polar opposite of most of the friends that I have politically. Mm-hmm. Totally, but it doesn't take away from my friendships that I have with these people, because that's the way life is. That's why I think what we're doing now, with where we are with this pandemic and trying to be separate each other and drive us apart is terrible. Because I really do believe, I believe with my heart of hearts, that we have more in common than we don't. And it's horrible to see, people try to drive us apart. I hate that. This show makes you think that deeply, because you look at these characters and you understand them, and then you go, oh, they're horrible. They're despicable. Mm-hmm. How could you possibly do that? And then you see their history, and it'll make you think. I think it'll obsess you. There's my rave for that. It's called Little Fires
Without
Everywhere.
Without spoiling anything, can you give us like some of the conflict they face, or is it just if you reveal anything, it'll be too much?
It is a racially charged miniseries. Mm-hmm. Kerry Washington comes to this town where Reese Witherspoon plays a very successful housewife and journalist at a local newspaper, and they've got the perfect life, or the appearance of the perfect life.
I see, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kerry Washington has the appearance of the not-so-perfect life. It's a fascinating, and there's a lot of flashbacks, so if you don't like flashbacks, you got to deal with that. That frustrates me a little bit, too, but the kids in particular, the cast, just talent, talent, talent. When you just look at that little tiny screen and you are enthralled and you're all in, that's the rave that I want to give you.
Well, I want to watch it then. That sounds great.
It's a very, very good program, and it's almost
as
good.
How many episodes?
I don't even know, because we just dove in and began to binge.
Oh, wow.
And Carla said something like, I don't think there's another season. So I think it might be, what do they call it when it's like one?
Like a series, just a mini series.
I think it's a mini, but I don't
know. A mini series, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with these TV shows, sometimes they're great and then they go out of production and they cancel them and they don't give you another season. I don't know.
Right.
So check it out. If you like Reese Witherspoon and you like Kerry Washington, this one's for you from your boy, right? Here. Thank you very much.
Wildfires again? What?
Little Fires Everywhere.
Little Fires Everywhere. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fire, Scarecrow. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. The acting in that show, almost as good as the acting on our cocktail party on Friday night.
Really?
We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Anytime. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Hard candy makes me anxious. My resolution? More bracelets. I get most of my news from Netflix. Need more applesauce. Al Molinaro could go all night. The TMOS Shopping Center is Target and Walmart. MikeOmerishow.com. If you shop there, you help. Okay? Buy things because it's good. Oof. What an emotional week.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Rob, explain Best Fiends to me. So you play this game. This is a new puzzle game that we've been telling you about. It's a fun way to pass time while engaging your brain. Great visuals, gripping story. It's called Best Fiends.
Fiends. I'm on level 65 right now.
Okay. You were on level 63 like last week. What's the matter with you?
It's tough to get through the boxes, but it's fun trying. You do is you have a series of neat graphics. There's like flowers and leaves and berries, and you have to connect them to bust through and defeat these levels, and you're actually battling slugs, and you're got an army of
slimy
insects.
Gross slugs, right, that are trying to kill you.
You have an army of beautiful cute insects to defeat these slugs, and the further you go, the more fun it is, but the more challenging it is. And as a matter of fact, one thing that's great, it's always changing, and this weekend they updated to Memorial Day graphics. They actually are time sensitive to where we are in the calendar. So you get in there, and there's all sorts of side games you play. You spin wheels, you open boxes, you win keys, you get diamonds, you level up. It is great. And the thing that's great about it is, especially if you want to, it's fine for kids. I love it as a grown up, but it's fine for kids. You don't need internet to play it. Once you download the app, you got it, and you can play it on a subway even with no internet. So it's great for everybody.
They update it monthly with new levels. Best Fiends, a great anytime. Doesn't require internet, as Rob said.
Yeah.
No bandwidth, no problem. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Fiends without the R. Best Fiends. You gonna love them.
You'll be addicted to it. It's fantastic.
Oscar Santana came in today and said that his mom got tested
yes.
for COVID. Mm-hmm. Before we go any further, my question to you, Oscar, was there any medical basis whatsoever for her getting
AIDS? She's completely irresponsible. My brother, God bless him, and my sister. Actually, I think it's just my brother. He's probably the one. He pays for... So I remember a while ago, I would say maybe almost 10 years ago, when some of these... I guess healthcare services went private where you had to pay like a premium, a private premium to be part of a certain practice.
Yeah.
Outside of
Well, it's concierge medicine too, right? Is that what we're talking about?
So something along those lines where I know it's thousands of dollars annually.
Isn't that the firm you go to, Mike? Concierge medicine?
Well, I don't do that.
Yeah. Butlers.
And I don't know anybody that does that except for my brother pays for that for my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
So she has a... She has no problem with appointments.
No,
she can get what she wants when she wants it.
Whatever she wants.
Your brother has given that to her as a perk. Anybody? They have them down here, and they're what you do is
annually.
You pay them annual, and you get access to your doctor more than the average bear.
Yeah,
that's the way that works down here.
So I had never heard anything like that. I just hear the murmurings of how much she's throwing into the pot every Christmas. Because he likes to remind us, as he should. God bless him. And that doesn't change my outlook in life. But I'm like, thanks, man. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, you do sweat equity.
So if you if you've got that, apparently you can get a COVID test. The have and have nots, right?
There it is. And there it is right there.
Mm-hmm. That's fun because you get to do that.
I said to my mom.
But that welcome to America, though, right?
I was shocked.
I mean, people that pay can get the test.
Yeah.
God.
I was shocked, and I also was shocked that she had gone and gotten it taken because she's not supposed to leave the house, right? She's the bubble lady. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not supposed to leave the house. We got all these cameras to make sure that she doesn't leave the house. And who missed, like, somebody missed an alert that the garage was opening. So she's skulking around town going to her doctor, and I said, and she hasn't gotten her results yet. This isn't like the overnight test. This is like the 3 or 4 day test. And she said, I can't wait to hear. And I'm like, what do you mean wait to hear? You're not even sick. She goes, if I have the antibodies, I can live my life again. And I said, I don't know if that's 100% true.
That's a theory that's been put out there, but no one has proven it.
I said, why don't you just be grateful for what you have? You've got a cartoon-sized house, every cable channel in America in Spanish and English. You can do whatever you want in this beautiful home. Like, why add more stress to your kids and your husband?
So you were annoyed that she went and
annoyed that there's a medical system that clearly I should have known you can buy your way through.
Yeah.
Annoyed that my mom is part of the problem, taking a test from a first responder when she has all first responders except for me on the front lines.
Right.
Annoyed that she thinks that she's so scary, put out that she's got to go get this test to get back out there.
I get it. I totally get what you're saying.
You
know,
are you also annoyed that she's got sort of like a fun overview of it? Like, I can't wait to get my results back? Because that's not really the attitude you want to have,
also,
I don't think.
Also, annoyed because she's got this thing that happened ever since, I guess, COVID broke out and she's been quarantined, is when she gets her meat hooks in you. Like, when you're there and you're talking, she doesn't stop talking. Like, there's no... I mean, I think that they yearn so much for, like, some contact.
Yes. Right. Human contact.
Yeah. Our thing is now I have my mask and all my PPE.
But she's alone. She doesn't have somebody in her life. But nobody's in the house with her. I understand.
We're supposed
that.
To watch The Crown. I don't know what's happening with Churchill when she's yapping the whole time. Like, I don't know if he's going to lose his spot, if he likes the painting or he doesn't. Like,
do you go over there and watch The Crown with it?
That's all we do. That's all we do.
Okay.
And you watch it in English, or do they have a Spanish version?
No, she knows English.
I love the most recent incarnation of that show.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Good.
No spoilers. We just got into the second season. And she keeps on thinking everyone with a mustache is the painter. She goes, el pintor. And I'm like, no, not all white guys look the same, Mom. Come on. Talking about Latin people.
Well, you should be enjoying second season because Prince Philip reminds me of you.
Thank you, Mike. I went on a tour of duty.
Yeah, there you go. He finds the light.
Eventually. Got a spoiler alert. So that's one. Two, my sister is living in La La Land, literally Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She calls me with a hot call. This is... Day before
this is the sister that married another physician, and they went to Beverly Hills, then to Orlando, then back to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So she's a doctor. She knows what's up. You're not supposed to be going out. Don't expose yourself to different places. She says, I need you to go today. This is Saturday 1st. To go and check out a property for us that might be a possible investment property down in Georgetown. And I said,
okay. Now you were asked to do this before, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is the second time. This is the second time they're going to the well with this. This is during COVID times now. The COVID times.
Second time they're asking you to go check out an investment property.
Yes. But obviously you did a great job the first time.
They're looking to buy another investment property, a second one.
Okay. Can I ask why the D.C. area is where they're looking? Is there any particular reason?
I think because
it's close to where they could live in it, maybe?
Management. Free property management.
He's the reason.
Okay. Free property management.
All right. I get it. All right.
As I said, look, this is Saturday. Worked all day Saturday. Literally in the office, like grinding things out. I worked with Pony trying to make sure that we get a better presentation, like just trying to like up our game in every
level. I get
level, it. Right?
I get it. You're always doing that. And, I appreciate that.
And I personally find fulfillment in finding solutions to problems that people haven't found solutions to.
Right.
And I was like, look, Tot, her name's Tatiana. I call her Tot. I said, I'm jammed all day today. Like, she goes, well, maybe if you can just like scoot down. And go check it out, like scoot down from Glover Park to Georgetown. I said, no. I just said I'm working. Like I'm on the phone with like my colleagues from they're at home, but we're trying to troubleshoot some issues. She goes, yeah, but it's only gonna take like maybe 30 minutes. I said
30 minutes you don't have. You've just said that you're busy.
Also, by the way, what about me going to places I don't need to go? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to essential places. Like, what about virtual tours? Everything I look on Redfin takes you swooping through, walking around. They do this cool thing.
Sure.
And then I'm like, hey, not for nothing. Like, why would you ever want to buy here? You live in Los Angeles. Like, what's the story? And she's like, well, maybe we're going to come back and retire. I said, no, that's not, something else is up. Something else is going on.
Oh, so she's not being forthright with you about what the reasons for the investment are.
I don't know. I just know that. It's wasted time because it's a lot. I love my sister. But she loves to look.
Think they could be doing it for you?
No.
Is this a bigger place than you live in?
No. I mean, probably.
This is my desk drawer. This is a bigger place than he lives in.
I care so little. I'm not even thinking about what it looks like. I just know that I would never call a sibling and say, hey, do you want to go check out this car down the street at the dealership?
And you're still not 100% sure why they're looking to, but you really do think maybe it's because you would manage it for them?
That's my first thought.
Mr. Roper.
Mr. Roper lives there. He'll take care of it. We never have to deal with anything.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, and then I caught off the phone with her, and Shannon's like, what are you mad about? I'm like, I'm always going to be their little brother.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always going to be.
Like, they snap their fingers, you jump.
Because I felt this Pavlovian reaction of guilt, like maybe I should go down there for 30 minutes.
Because they've done things for you. They've been generous to you.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's more like we're in a pandemic. You want to buy a condo, look at the pictures and pull the trigger if you need to. Like,
but
I don't need to go into another building.
Be fair, the pandemic's really been on for about 11 weeks, but you've always been the little brother. And so that's going to take precedence because you can't unwire that in 11 weeks.
Did you go?
No.
You didn't go down.
I didn't go. And I said, look, I can go on Sunday before I go see mom. If the realtor, and this is, you're going to love this, Mike. If the realtor will meet me on Sunday. And she said, cause I had to work on Sunday morning.
Right.
And she said, well, I just got off the phone with the realtor. He said, don't bother coming unless you're paying all cash or putting 20% down. What type of market do we live in?
Wow.
Can you believe that? Like, I was like, why would you ever deal with someone like that?
Wow.
Well, the good news is that since it's Georgetown, it won't be a lot of money, but still.
But I know the answer. You would deal with that because it must be, that's why maybe they're looking in D.C. Maybe this is that opportunity.
It could.
Might be a steal, but you didn't pay attention to that because you were pissed off.
But I also, you know, not to put their business out there, I don't think any of us, any Santanas have that type of cash just to drop down.
Well, yeah, I think it sounds like a ridiculous amount of money, but I mean, at the same time, if you compared it to, I don't know. I'm not
some comps.
I know this, Mike. Right. Mrs. Graham gets what she wants.
There are no fire sales in the D.C. area. Everything's going for 100% of its price, and everything sells within 5 days.
I miss it up there. I really do. I truly miss it. Will you give us, at least now, the one thing that came out of this?
Yes.
Give us the results when your mom gets them, when she comes back negative.
Yeah.
And by the way, anybody like to bet? I say negative.
Oh, 100%.
Negative. And you know what? And she's going to call everybody and tell us. And now she's going to be like, gotta wait inside for another 3 weeks.
How about three months, Mom? Three months before her next test. Her next fun test.
Yeah, absolutely. For fun. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike Gomera Show, everybody.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike Gomera Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomeraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike Gomera Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Are you tired of the same Netflix shows? Why not watch something more meaningful, like home movies? Break out that box full of films and camcorder tapes and have them converted to DVD or digital. You just need Legacy Box. Legacy Box is super simple. It's a mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures. Pictures?
Pictures.
That's nice, Mike. All right. I need more light. That's all there is to it. I need light. I can't read anymore.
I'm losing my vision.
Maybe a bigger font.
No.
We could step it up to 13.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a bigger font. Be like a drive-in movie. Legacy Box is super simple. You digitally enhance and preserve on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud all of your home movies and pictures. I've got great stuff that I really, really love that I preserve with Legacy Box. It's the way for you to preserve your past, and you can do it from your home. It's so easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box digitizes everything by hand, and then you enjoy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 750,000 families digitally preserve their past. Put another digitally in there. That would be helpful for me.
Okay.
I would love to do that, including the O'Meara's. We've done it. The Spiewak's have done it.
Yes.
The Santana's have done it. To brighten your day, Legacy Box is currently offering an incredible 50% off sale. Prices start at just $34.99. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send in your box when you're ready. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, then send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Welcome back to the Mike Gomera Show. Note to Rob, please rewrite that so I can read it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Cheese news, according to Rob Spiewak. Is this prepared cheese news or something that happened to Matty Masiello? I wanted to find out.
I was absolutely drawn to this article because of Matty, but apparently we're all committing crimes against cheese, Mike. We're not eating
crimes
the cheese.
Against cheese?
Look at this, Mike. The headline reads, 10 crimes you're committing against your cheese. These are crimes.
Now, do you two have go-to cheeses? I have a particular cheese that I am addicted to it. It's the only cheese I really eat, and I love it. It's Havarti cheese.
Mm. It's a great cheese.
Havarti cheese. That's what I'm doing now.
Cheese.
I think I've mentioned Queso Blanco. That's my go-to.
Queso Blanco. Oh, yes. You know what? That's what we should have gotten when we got our little chips from Iguanamia. We went with the yellow queso, and we should have gone with the Queso Blanco, which is the white cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually means white cheese, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Rob, I know you have multiple cheeses that you're enjoying at home.
Well, at any given time. But if we have to have one cheese in the house, it would be a sharp cheddar. I think
sharp
that is,
cheddar
is good, but
white,
also
white or
yellow. Yeah, a yellow sharp cheddar. I think the variety is actually a New York styled sharp, which is very sharp. And there then I also try to keep provolone in the house because it's great for sandwiches.
Provolone!
As a third, a great melting cheese is Munster. Munster is a great cheese.
I hate Munster. Gross.
Why do you hate it?
I probably had a bad experience when I was a kid with Munster. But also, it smells so gross.
No, it doesn't. It's very mild. Very mild cheese.
That and goat cheese, really, I don't like.
I can't eat goat cheese.
I'm thinking of the Munsters. All right, real quick. So what is the cheese crime?
Okay, the crimes. These are the crimes we're all guilty of. Do not store your cheese in plastic wrap.
Oh, do that all the time.
Yeah, it says because what happens is it needs oxygen to breathe because it's a fermented food. If you keep it really locked up tight in plastic wrap, it's going to go bad. It's going to work against your cheese. Ideally,
hold on. I mean, I buy my Havarti from Costco in one of those Ziploc sealable bags where they keep paper in between the
slices. Yeah, but you see,
that allows
some air because it's not wrapped tight in plastic.
Ooh. All right.
And also, if you really want to go crazy, what it recommends here is specialty cheese paper.
See, that's way too much. No, not doing it. Thank you.
Do not eat your cheese directly out of the refrigerator. Cold cheese has dulled flavor. You need to let it sit out. 20 minutes for a soft cheese, 40 minutes for a harder cheese if you want the flavor to be excellent.
Okay. I feel like I buy that.
You could easily forget about it, and then next thing you know, you're getting some sort of bacteria.
No, what you do is you set an alarm and you temper your Gouda for 40 minutes.
Cheese is bacteria, though, basically, isn't it?
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Loaded with bacteria.
Don't throw away the cheese rind, Mike. Don't throw it away. It's valuable.
Well, I don't get cheese with a rind, usually.
What's a cheese rind?
You know, when you have a cheese, it's usually on like a wheel, and the exterior of it is a rind. By the way, that might come
off.
No,
that's wax.
It's the
best
skin.
Example is like on Brie. Brie has a rind on it. And okay, so does Parmesan. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Gotcha.
Don't buy too much cheese at once, Mike. Cheese deteriorates with age sometimes, and you want to make sure you eat it at a good time. Don't buy pre-shredded cheese. It starts makes the cheese sort of deteriorate again when it leaves the mothership.
Also, more carbohydrates sometimes because they chemically treat shredded cheese to make it non-sticky.
Right.
What about aged cheese? Like, how could it get?
Well, all cheese is aged.
Yeah, but like, what's the difference between like a regular and like a 10-year aged?
Because if it's off the rind, if it's off the wheel, that's if it's still one unit, then you can age it. But if it's like cut up, then it begins to deteriorate.
Got it.
If you put out a cheese plate, do not use one knife. Every cheese needs its own knife. If you are using one knife for every cheese,
that's a crime. Into Martha Stewart territory right there. I'm not putting, 9 cheese knives out there for each individual cheese? No, bite me.
Mike, it's going to make your Havarti taste like Brie. It's going to happen.
I wouldn't put Havarti out anyway. I got my sliced Havarti that I use for sandwiches and stuff like that.
The two last crimes that we must avoid at all costs, do not freeze your cheese, Mike. Do not freeze your cheese.
Remember they did that in The Mother? Remember with Albert Brooks and Debbie Reynolds? Remember she froze the cheese?
She says, this is wonderful cheese. It comes from Switzerland. It was Swiss cheese.
And also, I would never freeze cheese.
Good. You see, Mike, you are not a cheese criminal. And the last thing we must always avoid, do not cube your cheese. Because you want to have the maximum surface area of cheese on your tongue. You want to slice your cheese so it's longer and flatter so it has more contact with your tongue.
With you.
Cheese cubes, that is a crime. Cubes. And Mike, those are the crimes against cheese.
Cheese cubes, okay.
Yeah, very good.
So easy to eat.
Oscar, you like those little cocktail parties where they have the cheese cubes?
Sure.
I've never liked cheese. There's never any flavor with cheese cubes.
You're right. Do you know what they do? They get waxy. They get waxy right away.
That's bull.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Michael Barry Show. Even
it's your boy Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Michael Barry Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Mara Show from TuneIn, number 2208, Full course meal. 1 hour, 22 minutes.
It's unbelievable.
Today, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. That's friggin' unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coronavirus update. Artisanal California cheesemakers, seems to be the theme of today's show,
yes,
are now seeing orders evaporate thanks to the pandemic. It's a COVID-curd crisis. Buffalo, New York's first daughter, Maddie Masiello, says, back off. I'm eating as much as I can. The hot new trend is virtual proms. High school seniors say that they are looking forward to left-clicking to get virtual blue balls without having to purchase a corsage.
Is that even a joke?
Thank you. And Barack Obama took a moment this weekend to speak to the graduates of 2020. He congratulated them and asked them to make us proud. No joke here, just an example that sometimes you don't need to be in the Oval Office to be a great president. Okay? Very nice. I like okay. that. Luckily, the TMOS Shopping Center is still a thing. You can get things from the Target, from the Walmart, safely from home. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com, and the banner is right there. Click it like a boss. Instant yeah. access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure that you access them through our banner, the TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. And here's to the class of 2020. We love you, nice. 2020. Way to Woo. Go. Feel bad for those kids, but still proud of them.
News.
All right, here's some COVID stuff. In fact, that's what it's been for weeks and weeks and weeks, most yep. of it. Major League Baseball is continuing to put together a plan for a return, and the latest rules will present a big challenge. The players won't be able to spit on the field. Oh no. ESPN says there's a new draft of the league's health and safety manual. And there's talk of processing upwards of 10,000 COVID-19 tests per week, overhauling stadiums and in-game settings to encourage social distancing, prohibiting high fives, fist bumps, and hugs, along with spitting, tobacco use, and chewing sunflower seeds. Have you ever been in a major league dugout? Have you ever seen it?
Oh,
it's
no.
gross.
It's got to be.
One of the grossest things you'll ever see. With the spitting and the sunflower seeds, it's amazing. After they clean it after you, they got like a drain there. They kind of hose it. Yeah, it's disgusting. Anyway, fielders will be, quote, encouraged to retreat several steps away from the base runner between pitches. Coaches won't be allowed to approach base runner. Let's get a vaccine, guys.
I watched the Korean League on Saturday morning, Korean baseball.
Right.
Right.
And they're all wearing masks. But I got to tell you, like half the guys are just like, the mask is down because they just forget. You forget. You're like,
it's so weird. It's so, nuts. Nobody knows. There's no playbook yet. Pardon the pun. Yeah. I mean,
but
nobody knows.
The good
knows.
News is when she gets her results back, Oscar's mom is going to be a starting catcher for the Orioles.
For the soul fire.
That's right.
By the way, each ball will be thrown away after it's touched by multiple players. They're doing that, too. And, you know, it's baseball. They throw away yes. a lot of yeah. baseballs there. That's the way it works, but who knows. There's a new trend where people are sharing the last normal photo on their phone. That's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting. The last normal photo, the last picture they took before the quarantine began. Mm, a lot I of see. People are doing that right now. 69% of couples are having less sex than usual during the quarantine. Experts think it's because all the anxiety over the situation affecting people's sex drives. A cafe in Germany is going viral for giving people hats with pool noodles attached to make sure they stay socially distanced. I saw a picture of this. The dumbest thing you'd ever see in your life. People with big hats with these noodles hang out. Come
well, wouldn't
on.
In Germany, wouldn't it be a pool spatzel?
A spätzle. There you are. Bitte spätzle. A bar in Maryland used inflatable inner tubes. One of the first strip clubs to reopen in the country is in Wyoming. Oh, thank God for that. Bet that's quality.
I love a Wyoming stripper.
The strippers are wearing masks and keeping them on even when they take off their clothes, which is interesting. A woman in Kentucky gave birth in a hospital parking lot last week, and her husband used a face mask to tie off the umbilical cord. So there's that. The public health department in the Netherlands is advising single people to make an arrangement with one sex buddy so you can safely see each other and get it on as the pandemic continues. Nice to know that in the Netherlands they're thinking about it.
Otherwise known, Mike, otherwise known as a Dutch treat.
There you go, Dutch oven. 15% of people say they've run out of toilet paper at some point since the pandemic started. A picture of a priest squirting people with a water gun of holy water during a drive-through service in Michigan is going viral. An exorcist says the pandemic could lead to a rise in people getting possessed by the devil because the, quote, negative energy is a breeding ground for demons.
Your mom should get checked for that too, Oscar.
The power of Christ compelled. A guy in Australia took advantage of museums being closed right now to break in and take selfies with dinosaur bones. Oh, I thought he was going to make off with a painting or something. No. Bait and tackle shops are having trouble keeping up with demand as fishing has become more popular in the social distancing area. You never know what's going to have a windfall because of something going on, but people are out there fishing. And a high school in New Hampshire is holding its graduation at the top of a mountain, and the students will ride the chairlift up to the top to get their diploma and take a picture.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Neat. That like is kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah. I like that.
There are thousands of breweries in the U.S. and around the world, and pretty much all of them make an IPA. It's basically the table stakes for running a craft brewery. Mm-hmm. But do beer drinkers actually like them? A new survey of craft beer drinkers said they like hoppy beers. A new survey asked if they liked hoppy beers, and only 45% said yes. Mm. This surprises me. I like a hoppy beer. I love a hoppy beer.
Yeah.
24% said no, and the rest didn't have a strong opinion one way or the other. The three styles of craft beer that people like the most are clean and crisp. See, that isn't, I mean, if I'm drinking, that Smiling Irish Bastard would be an IPA, correct?
Yes.
That's, I think, an IPA that I'm drinking.
It has a lot of floral overtones,
but you
right?
Can that's get the a, you can get an all-day IPA where it's meant not to kick you in the nuts or, you know, when you drink.
But would it be described, it wouldn't be described as clean and crisp.
No, that's right? More of a lager. No.
I would. That's like Miller Lite, right?
Just light. People like clean and crisp, they like fruity, and they like dark beers.
Yeah.
So, you have your own beer.
That's why I would say the all day IPAs are the clean and crisp, where you can drink them and it doesn't feel like you have a kick to the teeth of flavor. Like that would be.
Well, what's your Big O and Duke's beers that you have?
Right now they're on hiatus, Mike. Let me tell you that.
But when you had them,
all day IPAs. They're all day IPAs.
So yeah. a lower ABV.
A lower ABV, but also not as much hop to the flavor of the beer.
Okay, all right.
So not I would say clean and crisp.
If I did one, I'd have a 14% ABV.
it'd be a bottle of wine.
Mike O'Mara's 15-minute IPA.
Well, I think our first guy,
99 IPA.
Was our, right. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara for a 15-minute IPA. Take a sip of this. There you go.
We've got as high as 8, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But our last one was in the 4s.
The least popular styles are bitter, sour, or tart, and cloudy. I don't like a cloudy IPA or a cloudy beer.
I don't like tart beers.
No, nobody likes tart.
Tart.
And now a little something something. Two people robbed a Sheetz convenience store in Louisa, Virginia. Do you know where that is, Rob Spiewak?
Louisa, Virginia? Is west of Richmond. I'll check for you. I'm not exactly sure the location.
Happened earlier this month. They covered their faces with hollowed out watermelons. Seriously, you can see the still shots. I went to the website. I saw the video, the still shots, actually. It wasn't a video of the surveillance. They both have part of a large watermelon covering their heads with the eye holes cut out. Last week, the cops managed to figure out who one of them was and arrested him. Yeah. They're still trying to find the other person. Now, I heard that these guys are local. Cops say that they are known around the neighborhood as a couple of bad seeds. At least during the robbery, nobody took any shots.
No.
Watermelon shots. They also made off with a couple of bags of their favorite snacks. Pork rinds! I'm sorry. I could have left it just as the first one. Bad seeds worked. Carla was right. You were right, Carla. I knew that.
Thank An you. Hour Thank southeast you, of Richmond. It's a sort of a burb of Richmond.
Louisa Virginia. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy, because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart. Socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Turn your microphone on to a radio show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The TMO's bonus cocktail party number 10 is this Friday. It's our 10th. It's going to be a special one. Mm-hmm. And it won't be the same without you. We need you.
You. You.
We need you. It's full. It's a full TMOS episode, followed by the Drunken Bonus Hour. If you miss it, we'll be under you. Tune in and drink with us and give us a call. Blower activate. Blower activate. 888-920-6673. We provide the bonus stream as a free service, but after it streams, it hides. Ooh. Behind that heinous, unsavory paywall. So make sure you tune in. Also, keep in mind there are nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeOmaraShow.com. And a subscription just might cure your obesity.
Might. Look at me.
good night. It's your passport to the Asport. 7 p.m. Eastern. The fun starts on Facebook Live. Cocktail party number 10. Tune in and drop out, man.
Man.
You're going to love it. Yeah, absolutely. Groovy. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, May
18th. So if you were watching...
I got it.
If you were watching UFC and Oscar was watching a movie on cable, I guess you didn't watch Graduate Together, the special that was on all the networks?
I didn't see a second of it. I did not catch that.
I saw the previews, and I didn't know what to think, because I was like, this has got to be a terrible situation.
It was so... I watched it because I can relate, having kids in school. Yeah. And
what was
the
premise?
It was a celebration of the class of 2020.
A bunch of like A-listers just saying, go get them?
Well, some of that, and then they had interviews with kids, promotional pieces. But, I mean, you can only say the same message so many times.
That's what I mean.
But the other thing that I spent most of it turning to Julian saying, and who's that? And who's that? And who's that? Because it was very young and hip. I knew some of the acts, but it was worth it.
This little message out to little Jabril.
He was great. He did about a 7-minute speech, and this was my favorite part of it.
First, don't be afraid. America's gone through tough times before. And each time, we came out stronger. Second, do what you think is right. You won't get it right every time. You'll make mistakes, like we all do. But if you listen to the truth that's inside yourself, even when it's hard, even when it's inconvenient, people will notice. They'll gravitate towards you. And you'll be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And finally, build a community. No one does big things by themselves.
It was a great speech. And it was nice to see them recognizing these kids that just aren't going to get a graduation. So
you know one
nice.
Thing that I have to say that I don't buy into at all? And
what?
You've heard it a lot. The economic damage being permanent, that will... I think it'll take some time in some sectors of this economy, but I truly believe that in the long run, we will come out stronger. I think there's no way we won't. I mean, I think every American, maybe at their core, and I could be wrong about this, really knows that. I feel incredibly secure in that one fact.
We will.
That I think at our core, I think it's going to be really tough for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I really
do.
I think it is. It's not going to be an immediate fix. One guy wants that to happen. Okay. It ain't going to happen. All right. Mm-hmm. But I think that in the long run,
we're going to be okay.
Yeah. And innovate. And another thing I do believe is that innovation will get us out of this.
And
you're going to have a lot of innovations that will come out of this situation.
So many people are not going to have commutes. Like, it's just going to be so much better, even on
the roads. Yeah,
yeah, you'll be closer to your family. A lot of good stuff.
Twitter literally told all their employees they can work from home forever.
Yeah, and that's the reality of the world. It's,
imagine
if we're not doing
that commute cut down.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Really,
did they DM them or how did they do that? another guy who was not part of the special but spoke to the graduates was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I laughed at this because it sounded like the promo we recorded on Thursday when he's talking, because he says the way he refers to the virus is special.
Congratulations to the class of 2020, but I'm not going to stand here and about this being a fantastic time to graduate. I mean, just recently I participated in my son Christopher's graduation from the University of Michigan over Zoom. And I know that virtual graduations aren't the celebration that you envisioned. But the world is in a crisis. This coronavirus is unbelievable.
The coronavirus is unbelievable. Now let's see how Mike O'Mara as Arnold refers to the coronavirus.
Hello, my friends. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie über about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy.
So it's crazy.
I'm about to offer some advice.
It's unbelievable or crazy. I just thought it was funny that we kind of wrote his speech before he did.
I like Mike's Arnold better. It's peppier.
Yeah,
like,
and also,
you know what I mean?
Mike better too.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, the virus. Yeah, the virus. The virus.
Mike, there is one less cameraman at a Sacramento TV station, KCRA TV, sent a guy out to cover a grass fire, and he didn't realize the video was being streamed, but so was his audio. And so this went out live on the KCRA website.
Oh, no. Here we go.
He's been relieved of his job. He starts talking about the endowments of one of the anchors at the station and then goes on about...
He is pretty good. I heard he's got a big too, so...
Dude, you got a big
I'm about to go put this thing out.
Yeah, is that good?
This job really sucked.
Oh, this is horrible.
At least this is news. You know what I did earlier? I drove 2 hours to not see chickens being unloaded out of a truck.
Oh!
Yeah, they're saving 1,000 chickens from some farm in Iowa. I'm like, who the f*** cares?
So...
There you go, pal. There you go, Mr. Confident. Yeah. There you go, Mr. I hate everybody and I hate my job. Good. Bye. Good
What's
riddance,
the rules?
Dick.
You have a job. Well, he did. Yeah.
Treat every mic like it's live. That's just the policy.
Yeah.
And Mike, they are getting ready again. They're still preparing to open Disneyland back open. So they've got to be ready and everybody's got to be careful. All right.
Disney is expected to ask visitors to wear masks when they visit their parks. Yeah, they're also asking visitors, maybe for now, stay away from Sneezy.
That's a good policy. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. Be careful.
Yeah. And that other dwarf coffee that we Sneezy and coffee. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow with another show. Stay safe, everybody. By the way, what we always say on this show, take care of yourselves. Follow your own instincts. Mm-hmm. All right. Your leaders aren't really helping during this time. They've got questionable motives. I don't know if you've been aware of that, but they do. So really, be smart and think of your fellow man and do the right thing. You're not brave if you're not wearing a mask out there. You're stupid. That's all there is to it. So anyway, we'll be back with another, hopefully Mrs. Ceballos' results tomorrow.
Yes, negative.
Place your bets. Place your bets.
Yeah, what if she has the antibodies?
She had a bad flu right when it started. I'm like, I'm sure it's COVID, Mom. I'm sure. I'm
guaranteed.
Won't you feel bad, but you'll give us the results, right? All right. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I need TV for my bunghole.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today...
is the longest day of my life.
Don't tell me you're infertile. I ain't falling for that again.
All I require from you is your bank account details and softcore, and we can wire you their monies directly.